Our next game is about candy and famous people. It asks the question, what if celebrity culture wasn't just shallow, but also fattening? Let's meet our contestants. First up, Lindsay Martinez. Until recently, you worked for an advertising firm. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. When you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Dara Nolan. You produce a theater awards show. Hello.
Hello.
When you ring in, we'll hear this. Lindsay, you are really into jujitsu.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. What draws you to jujitsu?
I mean, it's a sport that you don't have to have a lot of physical strength. You just have to be kind of like smart in your ways of escaping your opponent.
Okay, so what's your secret move, or what do you have that's a little bit of a cutting edge when it comes to jujitsu?
Yeah, sure. I don't have balls, so.
It's a good trick.
Yeah.
Dara, you're the theater awards producer.
Yes, I produced the Drama Desk Awards.
The Drama Desk Awards. What's the most exciting part of your job?
Last year, my job at the award show was to sit in the front row and help the winners up the stairs as
yes,
they got their
that's
awards.
Important.
Yeah. The most exciting one was Andy Carl.
Groundhog Day.
When he decided to go get his award, he did a fake fall to kind of make fun of the fact that he had just hurt his leg and he was missed a couple performances. But he unfortunately also kicked my husband in the face, who was sitting next to me.
Is your husband okay?
He's fine, yeah.
Very good. Okay, remember, Lindsay and Dara, the first few who wins two of our games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game. So we've got a word game for you called Stars and Candy Bars. In this game, every answer is the name of a celebrity mashed up with a famous candy brand.
So if we said, this chocolate-covered coconut candy bar has almonds plus a longtime host of The View, you would answer, Almond Joy Behar.
Okay, take your time. You're going to ring in to answer, and here we go. This TV host and cook is extra yummo when she adds chocolate-covered raisins to her recipes. Lindsay.
Raisinettes. Rachel Raisinettes.
Yes, exactly. Well done. Rachel Ray plus Raisinettes.
That's right. This Fast and Furious actor had a feud with The Rock over these candies that led E.T. to Elliot.
They're not sure. Should we give them a hint?
Sure, let's give
okay.
them a hint.
Okay, the actor is known by one name, is also a model and a rapper. The candy resembles M&M's. I think that's great. I think I did great.
You gave him a lot of clues.
Dara.
M&M's.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Good guess. Lindsay, can you steal?
Mr. Skittles.
Mr. Skittles.
Mr. Skittles.
Right, it's a mashup of the famous one-word actor, Mr. and the candy, Mr. Skittles.
I'm sorry, you both are incorrect. I do appreciate the thought you put into that. We were looking for Tyrese's Pieces.
This primetime CNN anchor sucks on these yellow sour citrus candies from Ferrara. Dara.
Don Lemonheads?
Yeah, that's correct.
I know, you just wiped your forehead of sweat because this is intense. Mm-hmm. This woman can do it all. Sing C'est Si Bon, play Catwoman, voice the villain in The Emperor's New Groove, and give you a break. Lindsay.
Eartha Kit Kat?
Yeah, exactly!
This actress from Alias, 13 going on 30, and the Capital One commercials downs a handful of these tiny, colorful candy-coated treats. I'll give you a hint. Candies usually come in boxes that have two different flavors in them. Lindsay.
Jennifer Garnards?
Yeah, that's right.
I always thought those things, you just put them at the bottom of your aquarium. But
yeah, you can, and then the next day they're all gone.
They're all gone.
This is your last clue. This Thor heartthrob loves hard caramels in gold wrappers. Oh, Lindsay.
Oh, Chris Hemsworthing? Werthers. Chris Hemsworthers.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. Ophira, how did they do in this game?
That was a really hard game, everyone. They did amazing. Lindsay, congratulations. You are one step closer to our final round. Hey, trivia nerds and film buffs. We are coming to the Nantucket Film Festival on June 21st. For ticket information or to be a contestant, go to amatickets.org. Coming up, Rolling Stone music writer Rob Sheffield joins us to confront Jonathan Coulton about all of the classic songs he's ruined over the years. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.